I came that they may have life and have it abundant.
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike, that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
We're going to win by being the people that other people want to be around. Society wants guys who have an answer, guys who are committed, men who have a plan to make things better and go out and do it.
You are listening to Night Vision.
Hello and welcome to Night Vision, a multi-platform audio magazine presented by the Indiana State Council of the Knights of Columbus, designed to enrich, enlighten, educate, and entertain. The focus of today's show is all about youth, Catholic youth to be specific. First, Scott Schutte and Walter Peja discuss the Indiana Knights' decade of involvement with the National Catholic Youth Conference, the largest gathering of high school-aged Catholics in the world. And then it's the return of one of our favorite features, A Knight's Tale. And finally, Walter speaks with the development officer for cross-Catholic outreach about the NCYC partnership between the Knights of Columbus and cross-Catholic outreach to pack and ship over 80,000 meals domestically and worldwide. It is the largest gathering of high school-age Catholics in the world. Scott Schutte and Walter Peja discuss the Indiana Knights' decade of involvement with the National Catholic Youth Conference.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is State Secretary Scott Schutte. I'm joined this afternoon with Walt Peja, our online membership chairman.
Hey, Scott.
And we are going to discuss the NCYC. Well, it's been here in Indianapolis for the last 10 years. They're getting ready for their sixth event here in our fair city. So, Walt, when I started out with this, I was asked by the Knights of Columbus to provide hospitality for the Knights of Columbus, and you were busy doing security or something else with the NFCYM. You want to give me a little lowdown on what that was?
Right, and I'm going to back up a little bit. Just to give everybody, we're going to be talking about a lot of acronyms today. So, NCYC, National Catholic Youth Conference. And if we talk about the NFCYM, that's the National Catholic Youth NFC, National Catholic Youth
Ministers Federation.
Yeah, they're the organizers. I started out in 2009, just like with everything else that's gone on in my life with the church, it's like, you know, I said yes, right? So my wife and I went out to Kansas City at the 2009 event, and we went with my oldest daughter. And then as we were coming back, you know, I had it in my mind that, you know, hey, wait a second, this is going to be a pretty big deal, and they're going to do it in Indianapolis. I need to be part of this. And it got to the point where I badgered the staff at the Archdiocese and found myself on the organizing committee. And I was part of the security, doing with the buses and making sure that the event was safe and secure, and that people got to where they needed to be. So that was my 2011, and I guess your 2011 was doing the hospitality. And then, if I remember correctly, 2013 we actually got together. And
the fun part was I was basically shuttling bishops around. Mm-hmm. And then one of the guys went in and said, hey, you got to meet Walt Peja. Came in 2011, met you. You gave me the grand tour of everything. And we were both really impressed with what happened that year and said, we need to be back.
Right.
And so we came back in 2013 together.
Right, and I'm going to back up a little bit because here was kind of the interesting thing on how that all happened. I joined the Knights of Columbus in 2006, and I was one of those guys you would call a silent knight. I made my one or two meetings a year. I would show up and help out with the fish fry, and that was about it until I did NCYC. And then I was part of the organizing committee, and then I met you. and then what ended up happening for the 13 event, they made me the liaison for the 19 for the Knights of Columbus.
Yes.
And then I got to tell you, that's when you know, when you talk about hearing a call, right? So when you're discerning your ministries and you're doing those kind of things, that's when it really became real for me as far as the Knights of Columbus were concerned. And you know, for the people who know me, I'm very active, very enthusiastic. I prefer to think of myself as a Knight's Knight and very upfront about, you know, it's a strong part of my Catholic identity. But from that point on, you know, I was a third degree knight. I actually got, you know, within the first 6 months, I became a third degree knight, which is, you know, I could become an officer and that kind of thing. But I didn't do anything until about 2011, 2012. And then all of a sudden it exploded. I joined the fourth degree. I'm out there talking. I'm out there doing all this stuff. And, you know, we're really working to promote the Knights of Columbus and NCYC, because from where I sat, and I think that's where you and I really bonded, was that, you know, the future of the Catholic Church and the Knights of Columbus are our children. And it's not just the young men, but it's the young women.
Oh, yeah.
And you and I were both, our families are like mirrors of each other, literally. You know, our oldest two are girls, our youngest is a boy. They're within a year of each other as far as being born. We've got, you know, our anniversaries within the same date. And I'm sitting there going with all these similarities going, man, you know, it's kind of interesting that, you know, I get this call and then I'm hooked up with this guy who's so similar to me. And it was just one of those things where it was like, okay, you know, Providence has taken over and let's roll with this. So, and if I sound like I'm excited, I kind of am, because this is, you know, this is a big deal and a big part of my life. So moving forward into the 13 event, I'll let you take it from there.
Well, sure. So in 13, we stepped up and we said, not only do we want to shuffle the bishops around, but we want to be involved in the actual NCYC and have a booth where we could talk about the Knights as an opportunity for young men to be a calling, as it were, if they weren't going to go into the ministries. Here's an opportunity for young men to express their faith through the Knights, through charity, and working with the church. And so you and I pulled that together. We got, did we get the state involved at that point, or was it just the chapter? I don't remember.
Okay, and I'm going to back up for just a second so we can let everybody understand what we're talking about. Every state has what they're called a jurisdiction. This is how the Knights of Columbus is broken up within the United States and the world. We have a jurisdiction. Indiana, the state of Indiana, so the boundaries of the state of Indiana, is a jurisdiction by itself.
Right.
So what we did, and then underneath the jurisdiction of Indiana, we have chapters. So we've got a Northern Indiana chapter, which covers the northwest corner. We've got the Central Indiana chapter, which Scott and I were very much an active part of. And at that point, it became the Central Indiana chapter. But
Right. We
had a lot of officers and what we refer to as state family who were part of the chapter. So So essentially, we were sitting there like Johnny Appleseed, throwing the seeds out, trying to find fertile ground, because from where we sat, you know, again, and this is the thing that I think that you and I drew very close is, you know, we understood that our children are the future of the church, and that it's important that we build upon that, and we were very vocal about it going forward. So we were working with our brothers in the chapter to make sure that they were part of it, and that we were utilizing the greater Indianapolis area to support the National Catholic Youth Conference, because, you know, the young church is the future. So, back to you.
And I guess, I'm sorry, I keep going inside baseball, and I appreciate you bringing us back on that. But, let's just jump at this. The National Catholic Youth Conference brings 20,000 teenagers, high school age teenagers, in to Indianapolis to educate them on the Catholic faith, to encourage them to look at the Catholic faith and decide what it is that they want in the future, and to guide them so that they are following our faith in making their decisions for the future. And the high point of that is Saturday night, which is the closing, which is a huge mass inside the football stadium. We take up about half of it, and oh man, how many? There's like a dozen bishops or more, a huge number of priests, and all the seminarians in the area.
Right. Typically, you'll have 20 or 30 bishops and archbishops. There'll be a cardinal, at least a cardinal leading the ceremony,
mm-hmm.
and so he is the presider. You'll have at least 150 seminarians there.
Yeah.
So we'll have, and then the interesting thing is that you get priests coming in from all over the country, and they get to be part of that. And so the Archdiocese of Indianapolis has been great. I know the Knights of Columbus have been supporting them in making sure that they have they're able to get out there and be part of that. So from I think the high point was probably the 17, where we had two cardinals, and 19 was absolutely spectacular. I'm looking at the numbers right now. In 2011 we had 23,000. 2013 there were 23,000 youth. 2015 were 25,000. Back to 23,000 in 2017. 25,000 for 2019. The interesting thing, because of COVID and all the restrictions that are going on currently, we're looking at 12,000 youth coming in. We're hoping that they're going to continue to increase that cap, but even then, it's such an awesome piece that we can bring these young people in and, you know, do, you know, to your point about what NCYC is, the biggest thing that I see is a ministry fair, right? So it's so when you're doing your discernment as a Catholic, when you're trying to find out what your personal ministries are, what this is, it lays it all out for you. It gives you a lot of different things to do. And we as the Knights of Columbus are in there to show them that, you know, not only are we here for, you know, lay and consecrated, okay, but we're supporting that. We're supporting our individual communities. And we provide a lot of flexibility for the young men in the church to be able to express their faith. So that's the exciting part for me. Now in my role, and especially with your role too, is being able to go in and talk about the Knights of Columbus, that, you know, regardless of whether you're headed to consecrated life, married life, or unmarried life within the Catholic Church, the Knights of Columbus have you covered. Will be able to include you and magnify your ministry going forward, and just be a brother and work with us, and we will work with you. So I think that's the biggest message that I've gotten out of this. So, and I think I've gotten ahead of myself. But okay, there we go.
No, I fully agree with you, because I mean that's the whole point. We're out there helping them to make that discernment by giving them the information they need to know about the Knights and what we do with our priests, what we do with our bishops, what we do with the church, and what we do with our families. The fun part is, since 13, we've had a booth there, and every year we ask people to come up. We talk to the young men about the potential to be a Knight of Columbus. We talk to the young ladies about marrying knights and becoming ladies. We ask people who are there if they're knights to sign a scroll, which we have kept over the years. And each year,
it'll be there.
Oh yeah,
I've got them.
Yeah, each year those things are huge.
I've got them. And just really quick about that, the best part about that is right now, because of what's going on with the pandemic. And the order of the Knights of Columbus is responding to the challenges that we've got. We'll be able to make sure that any young man or any man over the age of 18 who is there, who is not a knight, who wants to be a knight, will be a knight walking out. We'll be able to get them. We'll be able to get them hooked up with the order. We'll make sure that we get them to the right council that has to do with their parish. And more importantly, you know, to become a brother knight at an event like the at NCYC is really significant, because I think from that standpoint, you know, you're making a declaration that you're Catholic, and you're declaring your Catholic identity, and you're letting people know that this is part of who you are, and I think that's exceptional.
True. And, you know, the last event, which was 2 years ago in 19, we took on the role not just of sponsor of the event, but we took the responsibility of funding the Food for Families, which is a service project for the kids there. where they package food, they package up meals to be given to the poor and hungry around the world. And this year we're doing the same with the added benefit that our councils in Indiana, if they put some money into this, would receive food to take back to the local food pantries across Indiana. And so we've been working with our councils to work with their local food pantries to provide food here in Indiana from this event.
And Scott, I'm going to let you know, I had a chance to talk to Erica Kravitz, who's a program director for Cross Catholic Outreach, who we're partnering yes. with to do this event. And so what I'm going to urge everybody to do is stay with us, listen to my conversation with her, because we'll line you out on everything that we're doing. If you're part of a food pantry, listen to what's going on, and I'm going to urge you to get in touch with me directly. I've given you instructions on how to do that. But anybody within the Knights of Columbus should be able to get a hold of me, so I would be able to give you the instructions that you need and make sure that I'm working with your council to get you taken care of so we can make sure that you're part of this. So it's a critical piece that with all the food insecurity that's going on through the COVID crisis that we've got, that we're addressing those needs, and I think this is going to be a terrific opportunity to get that taken care of.
Correct. And this is a great opportunity for our Brother Knights to make an impact in their community, support these kids in their discernment. You know, and the good news is NCYC has been coming to Indianapolis for 10 years now, going 11. Mm-hmm. And I believe you just told me before we got into the interview, we were going to have at least two more events here in Indianapolis.
Correct.
Because they like where we're located. Every time I've talked to them, it's been, we've got a couple more years. So I'm hopeful that it just continues here in Indianapolis and that we can continue to be involved and make a difference in these kids' lives.
Absolutely. Scott, you and I are on the same page, and I'm looking forward to bringing our other Brother Knights in, because this is an exceptional opportunity for us to show what we do.
Looking forward to this event this year. Looking forward to working with you all to make this all happen again. And thank you for talking with me about the history of the NCYC in Indianapolis.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be with you.
Now, Walt introduces us to a proud and very busy Knight of Columbus with another edition of A Knight's Tale.
This is Walt Peha with Knight's Tale. I've got a really great knight with me today, Carl Kaiser. Carl, you've been a knight for a while. Why don't you tell me why you joined the Knights?
Well, Walt, it's basically a family tradition of service. I've been a member of the Knights off and on since 1983. And mostly, and been a steady knight since the year 2003. I've always held an office, and I've always been open to be of service to the Knights of Columbus and my church. It's family tradition, like I said.
So, what's your current role?
My current role, you can take your pick. I have several roles I'm fulfilling right now. I am the immediate past district deputy for District 19 in Indiana. I'm currently the district warden. I'm a past Grand Knight of two different councils in Florida, past Faithful Navigator of one assembly in Florida, and one here in current Faithful Navigator of Assembly 254 here in Indiana. I'm also a lay Dominican, but that's another story. I'm just a very busy person trying his best to serve my church, and the best way I've found to do that is with the Knights.
And so you've got this calling, and you're feeling that the Knights are helping you fulfill that calling. Can you give me maybe one real quick specific instance of you working with somebody else and being able to fulfill that ministry through the Knights?
There was this one person. I'll leave his name out for obvious reasons, but he was in my council down in Florida. He had suffered a stroke when he was 19, and really didn't get around all that well. It was my privilege to help him become a knight and help him find his niche in terms of service. Now, a lot of people would say he didn't do much. He simply poured drinks at social events. But he was happy to do it. I was happy to help him do it. That's just one thing that I'm thinking of. It's not so much the things I've done, but it's the things I've helped other people do.
Excellent, Carl. And if that resonates with you and you're not a knight, we want you to become a knight. You can go to kofc.org/join us and fill out the application there and become a member. We'll make sure that we get you with the closest council to your parish and get you started on the way so you can activate your ministry through the Knights of Columbus.
Recently, Walt Peja sat down with Erica Kravick, Development Officer for Cross Catholic Outreach, to talk about the NCYC partnership between the Knights of Columbus and Cross Catholic Outreach to pack and ship over 80,000 meals domestically and worldwide.
I have the pleasure and honor of talking to Erica Kravick. She's the Development Officer with Cross Catholic Outreach. How are you, Erica?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me today.
It is our pleasure. So if you could do us a favor, can you tell us a little bit about Cross Catholic Outreach?
Absolutely. We are an international outreach ministry, and our mission is to mobilize the global Catholic Church to transform the poor in their communities materially and spiritually for the glory of Jesus Christ. Also, last year, through the generosity of our Catholic community, we were able to provide over $316 million worth of aid to the poor. This helped support 299 different projects in 33 different countries.
So that's a lot of numbers there. Can you give me a real quick example of, like, on the ground, maybe something that you've done and you've seen the results of?
Okay. So last year we had many challenges with the pandemic, and many of the things that we typically do, such as food packing, were put on hold for a lot of 2020. But we were so excited to be able to start doing our food packings again. We did our first one November of last year. And I am actually just returning from our most recent one in Cheyenne, where we packed 40,000 meals with a parish in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Very cool. And where's that food going?
That food will be going to Guatemala, most likely to the Diocese of Suchi.
And then now, besides food packing, you guys have another pretty big program. Can you talk about that?
Boxes of Joy, is that what you're referring to? Boxes of Joy, that is one of my absolute favorite projects that we do. I was introduced to Cross Catholic Outreach through Boxes of Joy from packing them at my parish. So this will be our eighth season where we are packing boxes. We have a very ambitious goal to pack 100,000 boxes this season, and it's not us packing them. It's our beautiful community coming together to pack these boxes to bless these children in need.
Let's back up a little bit. What goes into the box?
We look for several different things going into the boxes. We look for something fun, something educational, hygienic items. We also add, when it gets to the screening center, we will add the story of Jesus. And if there's not already a rosary that's been packed in it, we will also add the rosaries to the boxes as well.
And these boxes go to who?
They go to children in, we have seven different countries that we served last season. For 2020, even with the challenges of COVID, we were able to bless 61,422 children. And these went into several different countries. They went into the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Haiti, Grenada, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua.
Wow. That's a lot of outreach.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awful lot of outreach. So we're talking for a particular reason, right? And that would be our partnership for the National Catholic Youth Conference coming up in November. So
yes.
What are we doing? Why don't you let everybody know what we're going to be doing?
Well, we will be partnering with you to pack Vita Food meals. So throughout the course of 2 to 3 days, we are looking to pack over 70,000 meals that will be going internationally, and also some that will be staying locally in the community.
We will be. We'll be working. We're already out there working with our local councils to get together with their food pantries, local food pantries, so that they can also participate in this. So we're going to be doing the food packing, and you said we're going to be doing over 70,000 meals. And
yes, sir.
That is awful. That's a lot of meals. So how are we going to get that accomplished?
Well, what we're going to do, we will be coming in and there will be shifts for all the youth to come in to pack the meals. We will almost be setting up almost like a conveyor belt to pack what we call Vital Food meals. So these Vital Food meals are specifically, they're engineered to nourish a malnourished body. So all of the meals will have rice, beans, soy, dehydrated vegetables, and also a vitamin packet in it. You know, it's very unfortunate, you know, food insecurity is at an all-time high right now. And right now, almost 1 billion people go to bed hungry every single night. 15,000 children die daily from malnutrition. And, you know, this is our opportunity to come together to, you know, to help feed the hungry and, you know, do what we've been called to do.
So that is what we will be doing in November. Just a couple quick notes. So for everybody who's listening, if you're with the food pantry and you're hearing our program and you're interested in this, get together with your local Knights of Columbus. If you don't know who they are, go to the Indiana Knights of Columbus. It's indianakfc.org. My name is Walt Peha. I'm the online membership chairman. You can look me up and contact me directly that way, and I will get you to the council that you need to go to. You'll be able to partner with them, and then they will be the ones making the requests to us. If you'd like to go ahead and make donations directly, again, contact us, and we will make sure that we get those put in the appropriate place and that you get a receipt for that. And we'll make sure that you're acknowledged during the event for supporting this. I can let you know I've got a Facebook piece going already. And quite a few of my classmates are making small donations, but you know, it's everything counts. Because the interesting thing is, if I remember correctly, we're looking at 35 cents a meal is what our costs are for this. And you know, when we're doing 70,000 meals, that's not an inexpensive endeavor. So we want to make sure that we're able to get that taken care of. Other than that, we're going to be working on trying to get some food out to some people in time for Christmas. And that's what it's all about with the event happening the weekend before Thanksgiving. Well, I want to thank you for getting on and speaking with us for a few minutes, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in November, and maybe we'll get some new friends out there to help us out with the food packing. And if you listen for a little bit later in the program, and we'll let you know how you can volunteer for the event. So, Erica, thank you for your time, and see you in November.
Oh, thank you so much. We are so excited to be there, and we are so excited to be partnering with you, and we just thank you so very much for this opportunity.
You are welcome, and God bless you, and God bless everybody we're working with. So
all right, thank you. You too.
Night Vision is a presentation of the Indiana State Council of the Knights of Columbus and Catholic Radio Indy. Contributors for this episode include Scott Schutte, Walt Pahan, and Bob Zielinski. Night Vision is produced by Z Media Studios in South Bend, Indiana.